Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. It's a monumental task anytime you see a need and fill it. But when the need affects masses of people, fulfilling it is gargantuan. It takes a certain kind of team and a rare leadership gift mix to move forward. Walter Elliott said, "Perseverance is not a long race. It is many short races, one after the other." Our guest today has not only been in his share of short races, he's won many of them. Along the way, he's learned lessons of perseverance that come when you struggle and the odds are against you. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, why we exist to lead you to faith in Jesus Christ, for you to know how much he loves you and how closely, how deeply he knows you. And whatever you're facing, whatever challenge it might be, for you to know today, this very moment, that he loves you and there's hope for you in whatever situation you may be facing. Fred Rohde is a founder and the president of DR Fortress. He's responsible for DR Fortress's overall business strategy and sales. Fred brings over 14 years of experience in the telecommunications and internet data center industry. Previously a senior account manager with Equinix, he was responsible for the Hawaii market while still selling into other markets. Through effectively creating resale partners and bringing in the right mix of customers, he's grown the Honolulu facility to its current capacity and has created critical mass, resulting in momentum for more demand in co-location services. Formerly with Sprint Hawaii, he helped to bring the IP and frame relay node to the ProCity POP. He has extensive knowledge in the following areas: data center infrastructure, internet exchange, IP, frame relay, voice over IP, TLS, and other telecommunications services. Fred graduated from the University of Hawaii with a business administration degree in marketing. He's married to Sherry. They also have three children, Callista, Daniel, and Christopher, or Sibby. They're members of New Hope Diamondhead, from where Fred regularly conducts missions work to India. Fred, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me.
Fred, where did you grow up?
Actually, I was born in Rhode Island, and then I grew up in San Diego. And then in 1992, I actually moved to Hawaii to go to UH.
So what brought you? I mean, Rhode Island, I mean, that's way on the other side. What brought you from there to here?
So my mom divorced my dad when I was young. I was probably a year old, and then she's originally from San Diego, so I grew up there. I actually got here on a cheerleading scholarship to go to UH. My football didn't go well my high school year, and then I learned to become a cheerleader. A lot of injured football players do that. I was just a not very good one, so got into that and paid for my school, and that's how I got here.
So you're here in Hawaii, and you've come like to San Diego, Rhode Island, San Diego, your mom. Who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
It'd have to be my mom. You know, she, single mother, she did everything for us. She was the father, she was the mom, she was the breadwinner. And there was nothing that she wouldn't do for us.
Did you have siblings?
Yeah, sister.
Sister. What was it? What was it, Fred, about mom and the way she, her life really stands out to you in such a pristine way?
Well, you know, now, especially looking back, you know, I have three kids of my own and a wife that's fortunate enough to stay home, and we struggle, as everybody else does, right, to try to get them to school and to their sports and try to, you know, grow them into, you know, responsible citizens and God-fearing children. And she did that on her own. You know, she went to work. She was able to provide for us and, you know, bring us to church and instill good values in us. And, you know, that's hard to do on your own, especially when you know, I don't think back then you have as much emphasis on you're trying to get kids away from all the bad things that can happen to them at that young age. She was already thinking about that.
You know, a parent is listening right now, and the parent is a single parent. And as you share that, you're giving them hope, because it's hard to imagine. In fact, I can't imagine what it would be like. But many are living that life, and to see what God has done in your life and how your mom made sacrifices and did what she did, I'm sure it's lifting the heart of someone right now who needs a boost. Now, you came to Hawaii, you got your degree, Bachelor of Business Administration in marketing. How did you get into business?
Well, actually, my last year of college, I was working for Bank of America. And so I quit cheerleading my last semester so that I could actually give my scholarship to somebody else that was up and coming. And then the bank actually paid for my last semester of college. And I was doing new accounts. I was doing loans. Then they left.
So right. I remember
they,
that.
They packed
right.
up and left Hawaii. So I was out of a job, and I actually got a you know, a little bit challenged with that, because, you know, on one hand, I wanted the severance package because they were giving you a nice severance package. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, you could actually collect unemployment. I don't know how ethical that is, but you could. And so I was like, wow, I could kind of cruise for 3 months while I figure out what I want to do when I grow up. And then they let me go. And then I was kind of feeling like, well, I'm not good enough. And, you know, all those things of doubt. But, you know, God had other plans. I shifted from that and went to go work for Sprint Hawaii. And I started in kind of like customer service, and then moved my way up into kind of technical support. And I was going to go those routes of like an engineer, and which actually makes all the salespeople really rich. And and so things didn't work out, and Rich Kelbrenner, who started Sprint Hawaii, was heading up this company called Pihana Pacific. It was called Pacific Internet Exchange that turned into Pihana Pacific. But he was trying to raise money to do this data center thing, and they were one of my customers at Sprint. And one guy that I was supporting, a sales engineer, was a close friend of mine, left the company to go work for them and said, you should come and learn how to sell, and you can make a lot more money. And I decided, no, I don't want to do that. I kind of want to try to figure this out. I want to see if I can become an engineer. And I got thrown under the bus from a few managers for something that they did wrong. And I was like, that's not cool. I'm trying to help them, and now they're blaming me. And I want to go this engineer route. And I had a dream one night that basically I was selling, and I was working for this company, and so I felt, you know, God kind of tugging my heart to move me to this other place that was very uncomfortable. You know, I hadn't done sales before, and I'd done sales support, where you go in there and, you know, I'm a little bit dangerous because I know a lot of technical stuff, enough to make me dangerous. And he's all, you just do that. You don't have to sell. You just have to consult, and you're looking out for the best interest of the individual. And that's more important than all these little sales training and all these techniques that these salespeople have. You'll be more successful because of that. So I left. And I went in, and Rich Kalbrenner is sitting behind the desk, and he goes, you know, I need to raise this next round of funding. And if I don't get it, then we're out of business. Are you okay with that? And I was like, you know, dumb and naive at the time. I'm like, yeah, fine. Let's go for it. You know, I didn't have any kids and my mortgage was small. And so I left and went to go work for this startup company that was building data centers throughout Asia Pacific. And then in 2003, you know, the dot bomb happened, the bubble burst, and all these companies were going out of business. And this company, Equinix, was about to file for bankruptcy. And Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, they were looking to try to save their investments in Equinix, and they also own Piano Pacific. So they merged the two companies together to make this giant company that was the largest neutral data center in the world. So we were saved. But not totally saved, right? We actually, most of my friends downtown, they lost their jobs. So I, you know, they had a whole newspaper article that, you know, 53 of the 54 employees got let go of Piano Pacific, because most of that stuff was duplicated in Foster City, California. And they're like, who's number 54? And that happened to be me. And so, because I was in charge of sales, not part of, you know, marketing, which they already had, or accounting and all these other things they had at headquarters. And all the people at the data center, they kept their jobs as well. So I just kind of moved in with the data center guys. And then in 2005, we filled up the place. And so I was going to go look for a job. And my buddy, who actually moved to California, his name is Vin, I said, why don't we buy the place? I was like, are you crazy? This has got to be like millions of dollars. And he's all, no, my customers, MySpace, they have tons of money, and I can probably get a few of these guys, and we can buy it. And, you know, that's ultimately how it started. And, you know, that's kind of my trek into business from college all the way into, you know, there's a long story leading into, you got to raise over $16 million and investors and on and on and on, that has its own challenges, to say the least. But that's how I started from college all the way up to owning the business now.
Well, that story, you know, it's to hear a story of the journey. And you mentioned God a few times, how God led you. You had a dream. And, you know, there's, we live in a world where people could live rudderless lives. We exist, but to what purpose? For what destiny? I think people more and more, especially in times of crisis, people are wanting some kind of direction. And you have that. When we come back from our break, I'd like to talk with you about your spiritual journey. How you mentioned God, how you came to know God. More specifically, how did you become a follower of Jesus Christ? And what difference has Christ made in your life, in your business, and certainly in your ministry? And of course, we always want to talk about family. Somewhere along, you met Sherry, and then you have children, and you got to mention even some of the background of Sherry and her family. A journey. That's Fred Rohde. He's telling us his story today. It's a story that'll encourage you. Stay with us. We'll be back. Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, so you hit a roadblock in life, and it's disappointing, it's disheartening, it's confusing, all of that, and you don't know what you're going to do next. And then you come across somebody who has an idea. You know, it takes so much guts to even articulate it, to say it out. I mean, who would have ever thought? But here's this guy, he says it out. Maybe it's a possibility. Maybe we should do this. And it's a harebrained idea, or so you think. And it takes a lot of, hey, things get really hairy. You need a lot of guts to do it. And then you realize why most people don't do certain kinds of things. I mean, it's a big, big risk. You could lose everything. Well, that's a little snapshot of the story of DR Fortress. I'm sitting here with my featured guest today, Fred Brody. He's a founder and president of DR Fortress. He was telling us his story. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii radio show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. And by the way, to get more resources that will inspire you, like the program that you're hearing. In fact, this program, it's downloadable for free. They're at thegoodlifehawaii.org. I encourage you to go ahead and get it. We also have 90-second spots at another one of our websites, goodlifeslice.com. And these are things that you can use to share with family members or friends that you think will encourage them. Just send it to them. And you know what? It's a great way to share the love of Christ. And maybe to bring a family member or friend closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Fred, we talked a little bit about the story, the journey. What about the team? The team, the executive management team. How did you guys all come together?
So again, it was Vin that wanted to buy the place from Equinix. And so we, you know, it took a while for him to convince me. But then I realized, hey, yeah, I really enjoy doing this. And so we started making our business plan. We actually had some business meetings with the property owner to try to take over the lease and whatnot. And then my boss at the time, Jeff Brown, who's also one of our partners, came to Hawaii. And while Vin was here and we were about to have dinner, and it was Jeff and I, and we were waiting for Vin, and he goes, I know this is inappropriate, but can I ask you a question? What do you think about buying the place? And I looked at him kind of stunned, like, uh-oh, did he find out? And Vin walked in right as he asked. Wow. And Vin, you know, didn't want him knowing, and Jeff didn't want Vin knowing that I had asked either. And he just kind of gave me the don't say anything. And right when Vin walked up, I said, hey, guess what Jeff just said? And then I said it out loud, and they both gave me the evil eye, like, how dare you tell him? And I said, whoa, I just want to let you guys know that, you know, you both have the same idea, and Vin and I are already down the path, and I think you would be a great addition to, you know, our thing, because our business, because you have the relationship with the CEO. He used to work with him at CompuServe and whatnot. And so that's how us three got together. Then we realized we weren't smart enough to put together the financial plan, and Rosa White, our CFO, she was in marketing for – Equinix, but she lived here. So she got hired back on to stay here. So I approached her and said, hey, what do you think about this idea? Could you help with the modeling of the financials? She goes, I think you guys are crazy. And no, I'm not in, but I'll help you guys with the business plan just because I want to help you guys out. And 2 weeks into it, she was traveling. She just had a brand new baby, and they were taking her to Australia, Singapore, Japan, Hong Kong. She had to go to Cancun, and all like within 2 weeks. She came back to me. She goes, I'm in, but you have to promise me I'll never travel again. I want to, you know, grow up my son. So that's how we all got involved. And then we had Nathan, who's actually my brother-in-law, helping us with the contracts to try to negotiate this with big bad Equinix attorneys and whatnot. And so we kind of dragged him in just because we needed some free legal counsel, and he helped us, you know, close that deal. So that's kind of how we all got together. It was, we dragged a few and the others had the same kind of quest.
How many years has it been?
So we acquired it in 2006, but I think we started in 2005 with the business plan. So it took about a year to raise the money. And, you know, that's, you know, you realize why people don't get into business. I mean, there's some really nasty people out there. Even the good guys want flesh, right? They didn't, you know, they don't want skin in the game. They all want flesh. So we had to mortgage up our houses. We all had to put in a few hundred thousand. It was not for the faint-hearted, because we didn't know if we were going to raise the rest of the money. And you know, if you don't, then you lose all that money that you put in, and you potentially lose your house. And so it was definitely by faith that, you know, we all realized that, hey, we have something special here, that we really think we can make a difference, and we think we can accomplish this.
What thresholds did you pass? You know, did you come to that queasy moment? Let's just speak personally. What difference has your relationship with the Lord made in this time?
So, you know, usually if I look back on my life, usually it's during the darkest times that you get the closest with God. And it's when the good times happen that you kind of fall away. Mm-hmm. And those were some dark times. I mean, I was really having to press in, and because I had a really good life with Equinix, where I was making a lot of money. They were paying you mainland rates for something that was here in Hawaii. And so, you know, I took my pay got cut in half by doing this. And that stretches, you know, your family. It stretches your faith. It brings you to your knees. But, you know, that's kind of what brings you through at the same time. I mean, if it doesn't bring you to your knees and you're not praying when you hit your knees, then you're just failing. And that's kind of what it did. It forced me into, I actually sought wise counsel. You know, I was going through this hard time, and I wasn't going to church at the time because I was too busy. But I all of a sudden accomplished the first task of getting the data centers. We did it in two steps. We did a piece with the bank to acquire the facility, and then we needed to hit certain thresholds before the bank would give us the rest of the money so we could actually expand the data center, because it was full when we bought it. So at that time, I was not doing well as a father, not doing well as a husband, and kind of failing in that area. And then I was also realizing that I'm not equipped to be a leader in the company, and I'm just kind of flying by the seat of my pants. And God, can you help me? Mm. Because I don't want to chase after my dreams and forget my family, because it'll all be for naught. And I want to, you know, not do this for money, because, you know, chasing after, money to just be the richest man in the cemetery is not a lofty goal. And, you know, I got hooked up with some old friends from New Hope, Creighton Arita, and he was doing this marketplace ministry. And I got to, meet other leaders in the community, business owners or executives and whatnot in their industries, that would meet and keep each other accountable and sharpen one another. And that was life-changing, because, you know, he verbalized it that, you know, look, we don't want to emphasize success in our group. We want to emphasize significance, that you would go out and reach your community for Jesus in one way, shape, or form. You have a platform that you can use for God. And, you know, out of your success, you know, that shouldn't be the end. But out of your success, you should be making significant headway into the community, the marketplace. Because, you know, we're all ministers in wherever we're at. And you have a good platform to reach your employees. You know, other people in the community can see you, you know, in a specific light, that, you know, you can mentor others and things of that nature. And so that group really kind of reeled me in on, yeah, I know I need God, but what does it look like? And that's kind of how I've been leaning on God, is through others. You know, we don't do this alone. It's not just going to church on Sunday. You need others to keep you accountable. You need others to really sharpen you into what it looks like to be a man of God, mm-hmm. To be a business leader that's, you know, not of this world, but, you know, of the kingdom of God. It needs to look a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize that. And so that's how, you know, I've kind of gotten reeled in. I was with Creighton and the rest of the marketplace leader guys, basically sharpening me. And, you know, we still meet, you know, every month we meet. And we have small groups that keep, you know, even closer. And, you know, there's a reason why the church needs to be with one another. Is it's so easy to kind of drift away in what it looks like to be in the world. You end up looking like the world, and you need reminders, you know, weekly or daily and that kind of stuff.
You know, this is right now. It's a reminder to somebody who's listening and saying, oh, okay. Well, it's sort of like a mirror, you know. How do I look in this? And they may be a business leader, an entrepreneur, maybe a large business, medium size, maybe small business. They might even just be a leader. Everyone has a leadership capacity in some way. But the question is, and the challenge is from just listening to your story, is what difference am I making with the platform that God has given to me in the world that I live in? We all live in, you know, there are, you know, macrocosms and microcosms. So everyone lives in their own little world, so to speak. The question is, how are you doing? How are you doing in your world right now? This is certainly not to discourage, but to encourage that there's an impact that we can have. There's a destiny that we can fulfill in the way that we live our lives today. And some of the changes, I think Fred would be one of the first to say, it didn't all happen overnight. It's progressive. Sometimes it comes with a few setbacks and, you know, recalculating or recalibrating, and then we move on, you know, and we look back and, wow, the Lord was very gracious. He allowed me to improve. He allowed me to become a little bit sharper. And that's why we're here. When we come back from our break, you know, Fred Rohde, the life that he lives, he mentioned Creighton, he mentioned the other business people that are part of his executive management team. When we come back, I want him to talk to us about Sherry. I want to hear about family. I mean, the woman who stood by you, your children, whom you love so dearly. I think sometimes the Lord uses our children to keep us in the right perspective on what things really matter. It'll certainly help you, and it'll be a real encouragement to all who are listening. You see, God has a real special place in his heart for you as you listen. That's why he's brought Fred with us. So stay with us now. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Fred Rohde is my featured guest today. He is the founder and president, or a founder and president, and the president of DR Fortress. It's an amazing story of an executive management team that came together as bringing different parts of their own specialty and passion into a package of leadership that has created a very unique and thriving and very significant, much-needed business, a business that is providing certain platforms and, of course, it's very technical, but very much needed on an everyday level. We're talking about DR Fortress. To find out more about the company, drfortress.com. But Fred is here. Fred, tell us a little bit about your business. If you can bring it down and explain to us what is it that you actually do.
Okay, let me try. My wife still doesn't understand what we do. She keeps on calling us public storage for computers, which most people can understand, but that's not completely accurate. We are the place, the building, where other companies, banks, hospitals, retail stores, hotels, whatever, can use our facility as their data center. So instead of having your servers in your office for your point of sale system for your retail store, or if you're a cell phone company, your switch, having to build a building and maintain that, we already have that. We have backup generators. We have security, iris recognition, security guards on site. We have redundancy upon redundancy. We spend millions of dollars so that you can just come in and buy one cabinet, put your stuff in there, and it won't go down. We sell to carriers so that you have choice of networks for your internet or to get back to your office. And we also sell cloud services. So if you don't physically have the box and you want to borrow ours, you can buy it virtually through the cloud. And yeah, I know your next question is, what is that cloud?
Yes.
So it used to be the network, right? People would just draw lines and you to get to the internet, you just go into the cloud. And so it's basically just a coined marketing term that's kind of, you know, cool and caught on. And what it is now you can actually buy services on demand through the internet. So in our case, usually it's storage space for on the hard drives, or it's going to be a server. Which runs either your website or your email or your business applications, your financials, whatever. Instead of going out and buying that, you know, from Dell or HP or IBM, and then going to get Space and Power from us, and then going by internet, you could just go online and buy it online and pay by the hour. So it's kind of a utility service that's on the internet that you can buy. And then we have multiple locations. So, you know, the cloud, if you pour coffee on it and it breaks, it's not really a cloud. So you have to have multiple sites geographically. So we have nodes around the world that you can actually spin up more than one server or more than one storage space in a geographic diversity. That's the cloud. So you can buy it online, pay for what you use, and if you don't want it anymore, just delete it and you're done. There's no contract. There's no commitment that you're signing up for. You just get online, pay for what you use, and that's it. So that's kind of how these cloud services, and there's lots of different types of cloud services. We sell just raw storage, you know, like what you would normally get from Dropbox or Box.net or Amazon, that kind of stuff. That's what we sell. Servers, you can get that from, again, the mainland. But our stuff is, we have a node here in Hawaii, so it makes it faster.
So you are providing something that, I mean, we're talking like Amazon and other big name companies offer services on the mainland. You're offering that service locally here. But there's kind of a twist too, because we talk about a business friendly or not so business friendly environment here in Hawaii. But you're looking at offering these services at a cost that's comparable to if someone were to purchase your services on purchase services on the mainland. They could get it for a comparable price here. So they just stay here, keep the money here. How do you do that?
So, you know, we're already successful with our infrastructure services, our co-location, our data center, and we wanted to bring these cloud services to Hawaii. And the way that we wanted to do it was we wanted to be able to have the mainland prices, have the mainland feature sets, but then, you know, not just sell to enterprises. We also wanted to sell it to resellers so that, you know, we have all these integration shops around town, like PC5O and PDS Systems. And we don't want to come in here and crush all these guys. You know, they're doing services all the way down to the desktop for enterprise customers and retail stores and dental offices. We want to empower them, right? Because great leaders, they empower others. And so they not only just resell our data center space and give a full solution to customers and can bring in physical hardware, but they can now rebrand our cloud services as their own and compete against Rackspace and Amazon and Microsoft and whoever is on the mainland. Now they can compete not just here in Hawaii, but they can compete globally now. And so we can do it because we're big enough to, you know, you can make an ROI on anything. It's just how long that ROI can take. And we can basically front end the, hey, we don't have to make money on this. We're already making money. So we can have a longer ROI, return on our investment, so that we can ramp up these resellers to go out there and touch, because a lot of companies won't know who DR Fortress is. And unless you really know what you're doing, you probably don't want to buy services from us, because it'll be difficult, because you have to be a little bit more technical. With our resellers, you won't have to. They'll do everything for you. So we've empowered them to go and do these services for all the businesses in Hawaii. We may even do some stuff for residential, but I think we'll have to bring in another partner that has a heart for that kind of community, because we don't want to be all things to everybody. We want to do what we do really well, because if you do too many things, you won't do any one thing really well. But we focus on the infrastructure as a service. And again, this we're not banking our entire business on the cloud. Mm-hmm. It's just another tool for our resellers to use to provide a specific solution for whatever vertical market they're in, medical or retail or whatever.
Thanks for letting us into your world. You know, when you know, for some people, very technical. They're clipping right along. They might even have other questions. Of course, there is a certain level of knowledge that you have. When we first talked about it, and just it's like secret knowledge, you know. I mean, it's knowledge of the upper echelon, but you're using that for purposes that will benefit many, many people. A good business, solid business, but also providing services that are accessible and affordable to masses of people. But you open up your world and let us in a little bit. But let's go further. What about your wife, Sherry? Here's a Rhode Island boy. Comes to Hawaii, cheerleading scholarship. He's a strapping athlete. And then, but he meets a girl from Hawaii named Sherry. How did it all work? Tell us that story.
So we actually met in a small group in a Bible study through New Hope Oahu. And I was actually the singles ministry leader back then. And she was actually kind of scary when I met her. She's very vocal.
She was the leader or you were?
I was the leader.
Or you were the leader.
Yeah, I was the leader. And when I met her, it was not, you know, there's people that tell you there's love at first sight and all this other kind of stuff. And it wasn't that for me. You know, we actually grew into love together because we were in this Bible study together, and then we started hanging out together, and we were really good friends. And then, you know, it was around that time everybody's reading that I've kissed dating goodbye, and I would only date for the purpose of marriage. And you know, she's older than I am. She's actually 6 years older than I. And I think I was like 27 at the time. I was young. And, you know, I realized, you know, and most of my friends were getting married now that I remember. They were getting married at the time, and I started seeing her a little bit differently. And she basically was upfront with me and said, you know, we're not going to date. You know, if you date me, you realize that, you know, this is for the purpose of marriage and quoting the book. And I was like, oh my gosh, this girl's hardcore. And, okay, I can probably do that. And so I was, you know, asking the guys, and she's actually Catholic.
Okay.
But she goes to New Hope, and it's still a struggle today because I was baptized Catholic. I'm not a practicing Catholic, but she does both. And we started dating for the purpose of marriage. We dated for a year and then got married in June of 1999. And it was all great. And then you have kids, right? Then things change, and then it becomes an issue that she's Catholic and wants to take the kids to, you know, get baptized. And, you know, I got actually married from Pastor Dale, who was one of the pastors at New Hope back in the day, and also a priest. So same, at the same time. Because, you know, her Catholic thing is, hey, we're not really married unless the priest marries us. And I'm like, well, you know, I kind of want Pastor Dale to do it because it's my friend. And so we did a lot of the compromises, and you know, that still today we still struggle with that, as far as, you know, I still, you know, think it's valuable because I've seen a lot of Catholics, they actually grow up very strong, but I don't like the adoration of the saints and the feeling of guilt. Mm-hmm. Right. But I love the reverence for God, right? The fear of the Lord. I want that for my kids. And you know, we all came from the Catholic Church. So, you know, it was not all bad. It's just, I don't agree with everything. So that's why I don't continue on, you know, finishing my Catholicism. Mm. I just continue on with my relationship with the Lord. The kids, you know, brought in light into our marriage of, you know, they go, oh, are we going to daddy's church or mommy's church? And so that's a little bit weird at times. They do go to Catholic school. The boys are at Marinol, and my daughter's at Sacred Hearts because my wife and all her sisters went to Sacred Hearts, and their mother before them went to Sacred Hearts. So it's a...
Now, she has a special connection with business in Hawaii. I want to talk a little bit about that because there's a neat integration of how here you are a businessman in Hawaii and your wife has business connections through her family, both sides of her family, right? When we come back from our break, we'll talk a little bit about how, just a quick mention of how that connects. And then, you know, Fred has talked about parenting. I know there's parents that listen to us on a regular basis. I appreciate the kind of openness by which he shares because, you know, sometimes when we're in parenting, things get pretty tough and it could make us feel very isolated. Like, am I the only one going through this? Well, take heart, my friend, dear brother, sister, friend, you're not the only one. Hey, I'm with Fred. Parenting, that's a tough road. And we really need the Lord and the Lord's help. When we come back, we'll talk about how the Lord has helped Fred and his wife, Sherry, through, you know, in parenting. And maybe I'll share a little bit myself, you know. I'm not going to let Fred out there only alone. We'll share together with you some of the lessons that we're learning and I'm sure you could teach us a little bit along the way as well with what you're going through. But stay with us now when we come back from our break. More heart to heart. One of the things that I think God has really used with the Good Life Hawaii radio show is the heart to heart way in which our guests share. And it brings hope because we're really, in a lot of ways, you know what, we're just holding hands. Holding hands, sometimes you need to be boosted up. Sometimes Fred Rohde needs to be boosted up. Sometimes I need to be boosted up. Will you help me? And we'll be there to help you. When we come back, we'll help each other some more. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Welcome back to our show. I want to remind you that, you know, that this program, you might be tuning in right now and say, hey, can I get the rest of the show? Absolutely. go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can download this podcast for free. But I would also encourage you to send it to somebody that you think will gain something from it, and encourage them by sending it along. I also want to mention another website for you, goodlifeslice.com. What we've done is we've taken parts of our hour-long show and we've created them in 90-second slices that are real. The content is full. There's scripture there. But there's a real encouragement there for you. I encourage you to go check that out, goodlifeslice.com. It's a program that we're airing on a daily basis throughout the Los Angeles area, the greater Los Angeles area, but it's accessible to everyone. And we've got people that are checking that out from different states and even different parts of the world. So go ahead, and if you haven't done so, go ahead and check that out, goodlifeslice.com. I'm here with Fred Rohde. He's the one of the founders and is the president of DR Fortress. And before our break, we were talking about family. I mean, he's a big businessman. I mean, he's done some real gutsy things along with his team, and their business has grown. I mean, they're serving major companies that you and I name companies. They're providing very valuable services for them, and their company is growing in ways that are affecting the masses here in the islands. But we were talking about parenting before our break, and it's kind of a down-to-earth subject, you know, parenting. It kind of keeps us all. Don't you think, Fred, it kind of keeps our feet on the ground?
Yes, definitely.
Well, what are some lessons the Lord has taught you as a father, as a husband, as a business leader? What are some foundational lessons that you feel the Lord has taught you through the years?
So, yeah, I went through this... and I think some men have probably gone through it. It was men's fraternity. So we did that with our group. And, you know, it teaches you, you know, how to be a man and, you know, reject passivity and accept responsibility, lead courageously, and then expect God's greater reward. And that is very easy to say, hard to do, right? When you've gone through your entire day and you're zapped of all your energy and you go back and then you need to lead courageously and reject your passivity at your home, especially when your wife wants to be the aggressor and tell you what to do. And, you know, a lot of people will say, I'm the boss at work, but I'm not the boss at home. And, you know, that's because most men are passive. And that's, you know, the daily struggle that that God's been kind of stretching me on is, you know, how do I lead within my own household, that I don't just sit back on the couch and watch TV and zone. And not to say that I don't do that anymore, because I still have times that I do that. But, you know, I try to get out there and you know, play ball with my boys and play catch and, you know, sit down with my daughter, do homework with her and go to their practices and help out, you know, by, you know, not just leaving everything to my wife to do. That's what he's been teaching me, is to reject that passivity and really lead, you know, my family. Because I see my children, and it's good because I have three, so mm-hmm. I can see where my daughter is at 10 and my son at 6. So a lot of times my 6-year-old, I'm like, oh, I'm not going to see him at 6 years old again. I want to make sure I do this before he gets to this 10-year-old age, because then he's not going to want to do those things with me, or not going to be able to, because that, you know, you look back when they were really, really small, right? When they're 2 or 3 mm-hmm. and that child is gone. It's almost like they die. And so you yeah. reflect back to that and you're like, okay, I don't have much time left.
Of urgency.
Yeah. I really need to pour into my kids, and what do I want to instill in them? And what do I want them to remember if I were to die tomorrow? What do I want them to know? And am I preparing them for life, you know, when they leave the nest, right? And it's good because, you know, within our marketplace leader group, we get to watch other people's kids as well, and kind of, well, what'd you do with your son? And, you know, I'm having an issue with my child. What'd you do? And, you know, we can give each other shared experience and whatnot, and kind of do life together and hold each other accountable to not slip back into that passivity, because it's so easy when you get home and tired.
Fred, we got a couple minutes left. What would you say to somebody right now who's just going through a really straining difficult moment, what would you say?
I'll pray for you, but that, you know, when that happens to me, so I'll just give shared experience. Normally what I do is, what are you trying to teach me, God? You know, because usually you go through these times and it's usually a time of refining. No matter how difficult it is, death in your family or struggles at work or, you know, struggles in your marriage, it's usually something that he wants to teach in you. He wants to grow in you. And then you just battle it on your knees and he'll speak to you. And, you know, Isaiah 30:21 says, you know, whether you turn to the right or the left, you'll hear the voice in your ears saying, this is the way, walk in it.
Mm-hmm. And when that has worked for you, how did you work that out, that scripture?
So usually, you know, you end up on your knees, you end up a little bit broken, and then that's when God kind of rebuilds you. But it's, you have to be deliberate. You have to take time. You know, I do devotions, and we'll have accountability group that kind of helps me to make sure that I'm reading my Bible, because you'll hear it either in his word, and you'll hear it in God's people, you know, mentors that he'll bring into your life or people that will sharpen you. And sometimes you'll just hear it in your heart. So you got to actively seek him and you will find him.
Hmm. Fred, can you lead us in a quick prayer for that one person right now?
Lord, we just come to you in thanks, Lord. We lift up this time to you. We lift up all of our brothers and sisters to you. Lord, we ask that you just give them your peace that transcends all understanding, Lord. Just refresh them right now, Lord. Yes. Let them feel you, Lord. And we know at times that you will calm the storm. Other times you let the storm rage and you calm the child, Lord. We just ask that you give us that that reassuring spirit, Lord, that you would just touch us and guide us through whatever storm that we're going through. Lord, we lift up this time in your son's name. Amen.
You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus Christ with someone near you. Share this program. Pass it on. And invite someone to listen in each day at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Our stories are downloadable at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Here's a scripture for today. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8 says, God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Fred Rohde, drfortress.com. Until next time, along with our technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.